New York City has 18 new charter schools, each with a distinct personality, but only one has a story that spans almost 3,000 miles from Sacramento, California, to 134th Street in Harlem. This charter school story includes sports, politics, the historic Boys Choir of Harlem, even a federal investigation, and a controversial figure behind it, former NBA star Kevin Johnson. The school opened last week, and Ben Adler of NPR station KXJZ in Sacramento came out to file this report.
Please walk to our classroom door and wait. This is fantastic.
150 fifth, sixth, and seventh graders are walking silently down the hall, single file, hugging the wall. They're split into six groups of about 25 kids, each with a teacher watching their every move.
Great. Gotta get used to it. If it's not done right the first time, we're just gonna do it again.
Welcome to the first day of class at the St. Hope Leadership Academy on 134th Street in Harlem, where 99% of the students are Black or Latino. Principal Ventura Rodriguez has been preparing for this day for over a year.
Our clear goals are preparing students to succeed in college, four-year universities, and then preparing students to give back.
St. Hope is a nonprofit organization based in Sacramento, California. It believes the best way to help lower-income kids get to college against heavy odds is through a rigorous, highly structured, no-nonsense approach to education. Excellence is expected, St. Hope's website says, and working hard is the norm. That culture is ingrained upon students every second of every day, both between classes and during them.
You need to do all of the core values.
Lucretia Berry is teaching a 7th grade English language arts class.
No, you don't get to choose, pick and choose what core values you do. You do all six of them. And then you can add the pillars, pledge, and mission if you want.
The two dozen students are working on word searches and crossword puzzles, but they're not solving them. They're creating them using the school's core values, which Principal Rodriguez says form the acronym HARLEM.
It's honor, absolute determination, responsibility, leadership, excellence, and being mission-driven. So our entire program in the advisory is around teaching kids those values.
This culture and education style isn't new. St. Hope developed it at two charter schools almost 3,000 miles away in Sacramento. And it all stems from the man who founded and embodies St. Hope, Kevin Johnson.
In your face, Kevin Johnson! Oh my.
Johnson is best known as an all-star point guard for the NBA's Phoenix Suns, who, at just 6 feet 2 inches, once dunked over 7-foot Hall of Famer Hakeem Olajuwon. Now, he's taking on Sacramento's two-term incumbent mayor, Heather Fargo. They face a November runoff after Johnson finished ahead of her on primary night in June.
Sacramento says we want a leader to take us in a different direction, and they're speaking very loudly and clearly tonight. Change!
Johnson is an incredibly complex character. He takes the focus, intensity, and ambition he once used on the court to the classroom and on the campaign trail.
I'm going to give you a card if you have any questions. I need that vote, so here you go.
You probably won't get my vote.
All right.
He's a very quick learner, and despite his public profile, actually kind of private, he can be charming one moment, then give a cold shoulder the next. To his supporters, like St. Hope CEO Rick Maya, he inspires incredible loyalty.
Kevin has the vision, the leadership. He is able to bring other great leaders together.
But he attracts anger and disdain from his critics, like former St. Hope teacher Allison Allaire.
He's a bully, and he pushes people around, and he gets what he wants, and he's never told no.
In Sacramento, both groups are vocal, and the bulk of the debate centers squarely on Johnson's alma mater, Sacramento High School, in the inner-city neighborhood of Oak Park.
All right, for 50, the word distracted is derived from a Latin root meaning.
In 2003, the Sacramento City Unified School District granted St. Hope a charter to run Sac High. Angry teachers and parents denounced Johnson and St. Hope. One of them was parent Susie Shields, who remains upset to this day.
When a charter takes the place of a public school, that's a whole another ballgame because, like I said, it's a choice school, and the kids that don't choose it or feel that the program is not a good fit lose out.
But Johnson and his backers said Sac High was failing and St. Hope could turn it around. 5 years later, the school's test scores are up, as are college acceptance rates. Graduation rates are pretty much unchanged. Shields and others say the numbers paint an incomplete picture, but Johnson defends his track record.
If you're a leader and you're doing work in a community, half the people are going to like it and half the people aren't. I don't necessarily consider that a bad thing, and I don't necessarily consider that super polarizing.
But St. Hope is also the subject of a federal investigation into the potential misuse of federal funds by its after-school AmeriCorps-style program, Hood Corps. Allison Allaire and another former St. Hope employee say investigators asked them whether St. Hope paid some of Sac High's teachers with AmeriCorps funds and whether students were used for improper kinds of labor.
There were uniform store meetings led by Kevin Johnson, and I was told to use Hood Corps staff to run and operate the uniform store.
The former staffers say the feds are also looking at allegations that Hood Corps members faced mandatory religion, exercise, and political activities. Gerald Wolpin is the inspector general for the federal office that awards AmeriCorps grants. He won't talk specifically about an investigation or even confirm one exists, but he says in general, the terms of any grant and the Constitution must be followed to a T.
Well, we are very careful not to involve corporation funds in any violation of the First Amendment.
St. Hope says it's cooperating with the investigation, and Johnson says he welcomes it.
I can tell you that we did not intentionally do anything that was not compatible or in compliance.
So with all his successes and facing all those questions, Johnson and St. Hope picked Harlem for their first expansion outside Sacramento. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Chancellor Joel Klein have been vocal supporters of charter schools. Johnson said they both made it clear to him they wanted St. Hope in town, and he hopes to help revitalize an underserved community.
That community once was something, and now we want to return it to what its, you know, glory years used to be, and I think Harlem certainly fits that bill.
Michael Thomas Duffy with the Department of Education says the city's aware of the federal investigation of St. Hope, but would only be worried if it affects the Harlem Charter School. He says he likes what he sees from St. Hope.
One of the things I've been impressed with this team is how careful they've been in coming into New York, into understanding New York and the politics of New York.
Well, with one exception, perhaps, involving the historic Boys Choir of Harlem. In 2006, the city kicked the choir out of its longtime home at the Choir Academy of Harlem, citing financial and management problems. The president of the academy's PTA asked Johnson to bring St. Hope in to rescue the school. But negotiations went sour, and the city and Johnson decided to go against the PTA's wishes and run the school anyway. Eventually, facing strong objections from the PTA, the city and St. Hope abandoned that plan. But Johnson says many Choir Academy parents still wanted St. Hope in Harlem, so he kept working with the city to find a new site, which brings us back to 134th Street. Standing in the summer rain after school, sixth grader Victoria Burke and her mother Myrna say they're both much happier with St. Hope than where Victoria went last year.
I don't think the education is the same. It's tougher and they give like more ways to teach it. They teach it better.
They try to self-motivate these children to be independent thinkers and then therefore to become leaders in their community.
St. Hope Leadership Academy's waiting list currently tops 200. As for Johnson, he's back in Sacramento, where he could be headed for City Hall. For WNYC, I'm Ben Adler.
You can see pictures of St. Hope schools in Harlem and Sacramento and hear more about Kevin Johnson at WNYC.org.